Hello and welcome to the Play What You Want podcast, where I review and talk about pay what you want and free role-playing game materials. Today, I am going to talk about the Tower of the Hanged Man. Tower of the Hanged Men, yeah. It's kind of hard to find the title on this. So this is a one-page dungeon for 3 to 4 characters of 2nd to 3rd level, I guess, for old-school role-playing, OGL, 5-point, basically anything D&D, D20 adjacent. It's getting rather nebulous these days, isn't it? So it starts out right at the top with a treasures table, and I think it gets kind of into the 5e tiered idea that there's multiple tiers of levels, but like there's a table of 12 items of treasure, and then it says that for low tier or low level, roll 1d6 on the table. For medium, 1d10. And for high, 2d6 plus 2. And then in other places in this little one page dungeon, it tells you which to roll as well, like low, medium, high. There's some interesting formatting here. It's not too bad. Basically, you got the, which is often with these one page things, you got a piece of art or a map right in the middle, and then the formatting kind of forms around it. And but luckily the things are numbered as well, so you can't get totally lost. There's a note right at the beginning. Goblins in this adventure are not stupid idiots. They're cruel, ferocious, bloodthirsty. They will kill and eat adventurers' flesh. So this has a little preface. It's basically a little goblin dungeon where goblins have taken over like some sort of church or abbey that had some crusading knights in it, and this old church abbey, they used to hang people from these poles that are sticking out of a little tower in this compound. And even in the little piece of art, which is an isometric hand-drawn thing that has like shows the tower, you can see the wooden stakes sticking out of the side of the tower and little figures being hung from it. This also uses, like, you know, puts the numbers on the map for the locations. It isn't gridded, so it's rough, but it says, you know, where 1 is at the entrance and where 2 is in the middle of this courtyard and stuff like that. At first I thought, hey, this drawing is pretty, it's pretty cool. It's a neat little rough cartooning sketch of this area, and it has little nice fine little details in it. But when I actually go through and try to read these numbered areas, I did start to get a little confused because so much, they're like in section 10, there's a building that you can not even hardly see on the map. Then you don't really can't hardly tell, well, how tall is this building or whatever. So he's got some, so beyond the formatting stuff, there's some editing issues. And I figured out that Simon Tometa, aka the Raging Barbarian, who wrote this, he's Italian, I think, because some of his other stuff on Drafted RPG looks like it's in Italian, and he's got some editing problems that are just seem to be a language issue, translation issue. This one, I've read some of his others. This one's actually the least problematic. Some of the other ones are, I mean, you just straight can't understand some of the other ones that he's put out in English, but this one had a little more care put into it. I want to talk about these tables again real quick. There's a table at the bottom that's for encounters. It uses the same low, medium, high, but instead it's 2d4, or starts out with 1d6, then 2d4 plus 2, then 2d, I guess I'm wrong. It's 1d6, 2d4 plus 2, and then 2d6 plus 2, and there's 12 different random encounters, and it also tells you when to roll some random encounters as well, and what kind to do. The things in the table, I think, leading to both a translation, like, you've already got such little space to deal with that leads to being, like, not doing full sentences and, being very brief in things, especially in a table. Tables always have very brief language. But then you add those translation issues and you get some weird stuff. 2d8 goblins shot arrows to a still-alive hangman. That's one of the things on the table. Troll, let the massacre begin. I guess that's not too bad. And then some of the treasures are weird. Armor's white steel gives courage to the bearer. That's like number 8. And Order's brooch of inestimable value. And Order's Brooch. And it, the Brooch is capitalized. But like I said, it's just some weird stuff. The little sketchy bits of art, there's like top left corners, like a goblin on a warg. There's a goblin in the top right and like a troll in the bottom. And I like the little art. I think this overall issue, you're going, you have no reason to be there, really. There's a pre-faction instead of a preface. And it has like some italicized text, but it's not like a read. It's not necessarily a read out loud. It's more like a background. And then you're supposed to roll for a low level encounter right at the end of that. And then you're there. So there's no background to this really at all. There's a little bit of fluff sprinkled in to each area description, but not a lot. So you just got some knights that used to be there. Goblins took it over, killed the goblins. There's a tower, and there's a ghost of one of these knights at the top. A spirit will promise hope to PCs only if they swear to return with honor. If so, will be. The spirit will, gets, like I said, like I started reading this and stuff, it really stops making any sense. So, because it's so choppy, you definitely have to, because of the language barrier. So you definitely need to like sit down and read it, but I think it's usable. It's cute, and it's usable, and you could use it for something, I guess. So that was a review of The Tower of the Hanged Men by Simon Tamada, aka The Raging Barbarian. Go download one of these, and if you like it, drop some coin, or if you speak Italian, tell me if the stuff's, you know, better in Italian, I guess. Yeah, and as always, have a good session. All right, it's time for another bonus comic book review, and today we're talking about The Trials of Beatrice by Dead Men Ink Press, written by Ken Johnson, drawn by C.R. Warner. The art is by the cover is really why I liked it. I picked it up. I liked the cover art. It's watercolor of a red-haired woman. It's really cool. Watercolor on, like, it looks like almost sackcloth or something like that, stylized paper. So this is a medieval fantasy set in our world ish, but you've got in the Crusades, you've got a woman knight, and she's fighting giant barbarian dudes with cat masks, and they're supposed to be fighting for Jerusalem, which, I mean, very little historical research, or maybe they did research it, but they just wanted to do this, I guess. I don't know. It's not very historical to have these giant buff guys in cat masks that she's fighting. And she is going on about protecting this guy, Dante, who's her love. She, technically gets killed because Azrael, the Angel of Death, shows up. And I guess Dante is dead. It's not clear whether she's dead, too. But he drops his scythe for whatever reason, and she kills him, and then you got some other person, Virgil, who is a poet, who also shows up from the underworld. And Dante is somehow already in the underworld. Her boyfriend, even though it doesn't really make a lot of sense, because if the Grim Reaper basically showed up to collect her and her boyfriend's soul, but he died first, like, I don't know, it doesn't make too much sense if you think about it, but that's comic books for you. And they take a trip to the underworld, and they have like some philosophical conversations about limbo, and they meet King Midas, and he's a Gorgon, so he's, you know, snake head, snake body, human face and arms. There's a Tree of Life situation, a lot more philosophical conversation, and threatening a god and all this stuff, and I guess you consider him a god, I don't know, but basically, this character is taking no shits from anybody, no matter who she's got to go through. She's going to get to her boyfriend because they're supposed to be married, and she doesn't believe in any of this mumbo jumbo kind of situation. She's too tough and too cool for any of it. She's too badass for any of it, or even the underworld. The art is a little all over the place. Clearly, this artist is better at figure drawing than action and storytelling. I think it's a case of you know, somebody who kind of does a little bit of art hobbying and can do a picture, a painting, but not necessarily tell a great story with it. In any of the action scenes, look very stiff and odd, but then you've got moments of pretty passable painting. For something like this, the dialogue is pretty consistent and well done and well edited, and the word balloons make sense in their placement, and I can always understand who's talking and what they're talking about, and it isn't, you know, any jilted weird dialogue. So that's a pretty good mark for this book. Looks like the author has a little essay in the background talking about some inspiration of the characters, and some of them come from video games. And he describes the main character, Beatrice, as if Quentin Tarantino had rolled up a D&D character. I don't know if he pulled that idea off that I could tell, but maybe, you know, I haven't read the other issues, and I'm honestly not going to. I think it was not great, but I can see that they're where that the author has, the writer has some. So a little bit of skill, and I think they'll do good. They keep working on it, and the artist needs to have a lot more practice in storytelling with art, which is a different skill, and it's a skill that I don't have. Like I always say, you know, I don't have any comic books, I can't draw. So hey, good on them for, you know, trying it out and doing it and working on it. And if they make all three issues, good for them. So that is The Trials of Beatrice by Deadman Ink Press. As always, have a good session.